maybe you will get to keep your old plan. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president has now officially backtracked on his insurance promise. The old promise was this.
If you like your current insurance, you keep that insurance. Period.
The new promise, as of Monday night, deletes the period and inserts a comma. You can keep your health care if...
if it hasn't changed since the law's passed.
And now, Congress may do something about that. About 100 Republicans in the House are proposing a bill to let insurers continue selling their old plans. And in the Senate, Democrat Mary Landrieu has a bill which would force insurers to keep selling their old plans, and at the same time, to disclose why their policies were disqualified. Consumer Reports checked out one of those canceled plans, the one this woman complained about losing last week. Maybe you saw her on the evening news.
What I have right now is what I'm happy with, and I just want to know why I can't keep what I have.
Turns out her plan costs about $54 a month, very affordable. But according to Consumer Reports, it covered exactly $1,000 worth of hospital costs. The president apparently assumed people would be thankful they were being saved from rip-off healthcare plans, but the fact is that most of us have no idea what our policies cover. All we care about is what it sounds like they cover. We'll find out what they actually cover when we get sick. By the way, if Congress passes that law letting us keep our old policies, could they also let us buy cars without airbags again? And gas with lead in it. I really miss the lead. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.